Lulig over here, Torah, 904. Daf Yud Chesem Ralef Neimek Ketalitzitzim Namachot Tzayim Nimsam Mechubim Bein Shtei Ayyaris. What is Nimsam Mechubim Shtei Ayyaris? The Egla Rufa, yeah? We're discussing over here the Egla Rufa. Lo Hayu Orphan. Got it? It's three lines on top of the page. If they find the dead body between... They find the dead body between the two cities, Lo Hayu Orphan, they would not do Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is exactly where it's closer.
So what do you mean? If this is exactly you mean?
If the Egla... The dead body...
Yes.
If the dead body is found exactly in
exactly.
between...
Exactly. They measured it, it's exactly...
Exactly between two cities. Lo, how you are, if they would not decapitate the calf. Okay?
Such a thing ever happened?
Efshalitzamsein. How do you measure? The hills.
Right.
And what about ditches? Chvesnish. This okay. Theoretically speaking, it's possible.
Theoretically speaking, both
of them. Theoretically
not none
speaking.
Of them bring it, but both of them.
Low, no, it says low hoyarfin. There was no low hoyarfin. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Shtein, Mevius, Shtei, Agolis. No machloikis. So my love, Behoka, Miflege. The Tanikama Savar EF Shalit Samson. Tanikama says EF Shalit Samson. The Maylord has the Tanikama. Therefore, it's EF Shalit Samson.
Therefore, what?
We don't know which one. When it says that it's exactly Mechuvan, it's not true. It's not true. The truth is,
one. You don't know which one it is, the suffix, but one
it's
of them
only
is
one.
Sure or closer. So
and
both
the male are both puzzle, both potter. So, no, they're both puffer, they're both potter.
Well, okay, you don't bring him a suffix.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Eliezer Sava, Efshalat Samson. So, since it's definitely exactly the center, exactly, Mimela, they're both called the closest one. Because since it's exactly smack in the center, then we say each one is high. That's why we will learn the Gemara. Look at Rashi. It's a very chiddush. Rashi says EF shel tzam same pilchum motzu Oh no, so I'm sorry. I didn't say correct. Rashi says you make it tonight. I'm sorry, make it tonight.
Motzu
las nuyet to bring it tonight. Low. So what does mean lohoy? Low does mean low. What does mean lohoy orphan? No. Go back to the top. Let's go back to the top. Top over here is. That's previous Gemara. Efshel Tzamzim. Okay, the second line of Rashi, top Rashi. Second, Efshel. Let's read Efshel Tzamzim. The Kroiva Afilu Kroivos. Okay, if you say Efshel Tzamzim, means it's called Kroiva, right? Kroiva. Kroiva.
And Kroivos mean it could be more than one.
Exactly. But let's say you hold that Efshel Tzamzim.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm making trouble.
Why is it loud?
What?
Why is it bothering you? It's not bothering you. I mean, think right. Of the sounds of Torah. Well, I don't understand. You have something that you're listening
not,
to. It.
It's not learning.
It's unbelievable. Like you hear it, and I don't hear it because I'm like in a base medrash, just focusing on our words. I don't focus on anybody else. You have this thing. You're focused on the
devil. I have a devil in me.
Unbelievable. You're born a Mashgiach.
Mashgiach.
You're born, I don't know. I can tone them out, tone me. Yes, go ahead.
Tanakama says Nimsa. Why? Because Lezer holds that a karev means even beloshen rabim.
Right.
My la. Tanakama says Yevshel Tzamsi. You cannot be Mitzamsi. Milk. You cannot. According to
Tanakama, one of them has to be closer. Since one is closer, you don't know. You can't bring it.
Exactly.
The other one says no. It's possible
that
both are the same.
Frank the Gemara. Tis was the logical way to say this. Yevshel Tzamsi. My la. Orphan. Oh, why don't we say Yaviu Egla Achas, bring one a calf, Bishutofus, partnership, the Yasnu, and make it Tanai. And what's the Tanai? If we're the closest city, then
it
yours. Comes for us. If you're, then it's for you. Elo Lohani Tanoid Kuliam Evshalit Samson.
Both of these people hold Evshalit
Samson.
So Evshalit Samson means it could be exactly.
It could be exactly the center. If it's close to both equally,
it's a
gzeres hakosef.
What is that based in? What is that halacha based in?
Svara, pure svara. When shtei the Torah kroiva, can it be even lashon rabbi? Can it be even more than one? Pure svara.
Okay.
My Haviel, what is pesak halacha? Amar b'chibar al bar oven. Amar b'amram. Tano and the brayisa nimsa mechuba bein shay yaris. Let's say it's exactly in the center.
Rabbi,
what do they hold? Because Rabbi, the same kroiva. Bring two. Only one. What's going on with this price? You go, yeah, you make it tonight. Why? You should bring nothing. The word kreva means only one, not two. Elo lav shma mina. We have no choice but to say. Because savi rabbanon iev shul tzam same. We hold iev shul tzam same. Gafilu bidei adam. You cannot be mitzamsim, and that's why. What do you do? Iev shul tzam same. Afilu bidei adam. Now, what do you do? Afilu bidei adam.
So there's a machlekes.
The shma mina.
Who's the rabbanon?
I don't know. So two rabbanons. So have two rabbanons. According to our first rabbanon, it comes out that according to our rabbanon. According to the first Rabban, so then they tackle in Kureva. No, it's there are three different Mahalchim.
Yeah.
The Mara's Maskan, what's the Mara's Maskan? There are three different Mahalchim. Either you're going to say, E at Efshal Litzam same, and if you say Efshal Litzam same, then we'd go into Svaris. Either Kureva, Vyafilu Kurevais, or no. It's only one kreva. If you cannot make a determination, since both of them are exactly in the center, you put the gamri. And if you're going to learn ef shel tzam same, you make it tonight.
So what are we finishing off? Ef shel tzam same or not?
Three opinions. There are two rabbanans.
Yeah.
There are two rabbanans. That's what appears in the words maskana. This rabbanan holds. Okay,
yeah.
This rabbanan holds. You have a Yugmar, three abundance. That's how he learns the Maskana, three abundance? Two abundance? Is that how the Gemara comes to the Maskana?
What my Gemara says.
It appears to come with the Maskana, there are two abundance. The Afilu Kurevah Kurevahs. So, my, I tell you what I'm doing, Rabbi Achua Halacha. And the words Maskana over here is, Iyav Sheshma Amina, Achein Mucha Mikayin Shaldas Chachan, Keshem Sheyav Shalatzam Sibli Yeshamayim, Kach Iyav Shalam Sibli Adam, Nivshatok Sekas Debed 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 Yanai. It's what's more is Maskana.
The Rabbanon say that they bring one with it tonight.
What about the first machlok is tanoim? Elo lohani tanoi. The kulya. Wait. So let's go. So the kulya alma evzot samson.
Chomim oimi of you agolo achas b'shutfis. It says. The yisnu. That's the Rabbanu.
Right, but what is the Bryce? The Bryce, look, go back to the Gemara.
Yes,
the Gemara says what? Name the very beginning. Nimsa mechuvon mechben ashtay yaros lo hayu orphan. Period. Zero. Lo hayu orphan. Who is that? Who? That's the Rabbanu. Lo hayu orphan.
No, I thought Rabbanu say you're orphan with it tonight. This is Rabbanu that we're talking about.
Oh, so therefore, what do you have to say? They have to say there are two Rabbanans. Right? In this price, it says, let's do the whole more very quickly again. Nemo kitanoi. Nimso mechuvin bein shtei ayores.
How about if you started a few words before that?
So it really is like, Lili? On the second line. The second line, the third line of the Gemara. The third line is in Nusugya. Nemo kitanoi.
Let's say that what is kitanoi?
A machlok is efshul litzam seim I efshul litzam seim.
Let's say that efshul litzam seim I efshul litzam seim.
Is machlok is tanoi.
In ganshas.
Ganshas. In Ganshas, or at least in Ganshas.
Nimsa
Mukhov Minsha Yarois. If you find
the
dead body, it's
exactly
says,
halfway.
It says, Machloik is in the Rabbanan.
Loyarfin.
Rabbi Lezo Oimab, Mushtein Mivioshta Yolas. So my Labo, come with the Machloik is. Tanakama Savar, Ef Shalit Sam Sain. Oh, if it's Ef Shalit Sam Sain, so you don't know. You don't know which one is closer. Right,
so
you don't know
which one is closer. So therefore,
you bring nothing. Therefore, you bring nothing.
Why don't you bring one
tonight? The Gemara did not yet entertain that possibility. The Gemara at this moment did not entertain
okay.
the possibility.
So now we're saying that this is a Mariah, that there's a Machlokes Tanayim.
Because
if it's
Efshal Litzam Seim and Mele, if you can, therefore it's close to both of them. And being that it's close to both of them, that's
so
called
each one.
Each one. So what do you
so
have?
So is that the Tanai? Is that a Tanai?
No, that's not a Tanai. No, it's not a Suffolk.
Oh, you bring two.
Vadai.
You bring two.
Since Efshal Litzam Seim.
No one says you bring one and make a Tanai.
Exactly.
Either you don't bring it
zero,
at all.
Zero or you bring two.
So if you see that there's a Machlekes, if you don't bring it all, there's two. You see the Machlekes is on Efshal Litzam Seim.
Exactly. It's Machlekes Tanaim. Frek the Gemara, that cannot be correct. Because if that was correct, that there are bottom holes. E Efshar Litzam Seim, then you should bring one al Tanai. How can you tell me the machlokes Rabban Eliezer is machlokes of Efshel Litzamtzem? If that was really the machlokes, then it should not be machlokes zero or two. It should be machlokes one with a Tanai or two.
Why?
Because if you hold E Efshel Litzamtzem, that means you can't figure out which one it is, but it's one of the two.
Right.
So therefore, they should be one and make a Tanai.
Okay.
So how come you don't say that? It must be because it's not correct. It's not the machlokes. The MS, everyone holds Efshel Litzamtzem. There is no machlokes Tanoim of Efshel Litzamtzem.
Because it was Efshel Litzamtzem, you would bring one.
You bring one out tonight.
So, but both of them hold Efshel
Litzamtzem. No, Efshel Litzamtzem. And what's the machlokes? The translation of the word Karoiv. Does the word Karoiv mean it has to be, must be closer to one? Or does the word Karoiv mean Afilu Karoivais, even two?
Okay.
But the MS.
So in other words, that's why there's a machlokes of none or two.
Exactly.
None or two.
But everyone has to hold Efshar Litzamtzem.
Right.
So you have no more Maharaya. You wanted to go tell me the machlokes is Efshar Litzamtzem.
Or Efshar Litzamtzem.
If that was correct,
it would
be one or two. One with a Tanai or two.
Elamai. Elamai. Everybody holds
zero. Efshar Litzamtzem.
And Efshar Litzamtzem is machlokes is
Koroiv or Koroivais.
Right. So now. The Gemara
is that because that's Tizra. Yeah, because of Tanakam, Efshar Litzamtzem.
Where
you
got the
Tizra?
Because of Tanakam, Efshar Litzamtzem. We didn't say
Efshar Litzamtzem.
We just said Efshar Litzamtzem.
No, in the beginning, now we're going back to the beginning. We just presented the machlokes.
Right.
So the Gemara says, we said this outside now. This cannot be the machlokes
tonight.
Right,
so you're tonight. Saying it inside now. But
Tizra. That Tizra. Is it logical? You're saying, Tizra, that's not the Efshel Litzamtzem. I'm not the
Efshel Litzamtzem.
Everyone holds the Efshel Litzamtzem.
Right. Vacha, the Krave, 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 the
Point.
My have a law.
So now,
what's
the bottom line? What is the bottom line? Now,
what does that mean? What's the bottom line? We just explained what the bottom line
no,
is. It's a machlokes.
So it appears that it could very well. I don't know. So
what's
let's
my have a law?
Yes, very gosh. So my have a law. Let's see
the
Rashi.
My have a law. What was regarded the son? In other words, what was this? What's the halacha?
Is the Efshel Litzamtzem or not? Okay, so my have a law.
He says. What was decided? Do the sages hold that it is possible to be exact and manage the line human hands or not?
Yeah.
That's what he's asking on my Havalah.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? We just said that...
About Tisbara. So maybe the Gemara is saying about
Tisbara.
Maybe it means the Gemara is saying it's no big deal. Maybe in a Hanami, the Gemara is saying... I don't have clarity on this. Advice. My Havalah, we have to have clarity on what this means. Is there Rashi on this? Rashi. There is no Rashi. My Havalah, Rashi. Alibo de Rabbanan. What's the bottom
Rabbanan?
Line? Alibo de Rabbanan. Okay.
Who's the Rabbanan now?
I'll leave the Rabban. When the Rabban, so the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon seemingly say that you bring nothing. Is that what it says?
Tanakama?
Tanakama.
You say Rabbanon, you mean the Tanakama?
Yeah. Nimsa, Mechuvan, Bein Shtei Ayarois, Lo Hayu Orphan. It means, so what does that mean, Lo Hayu Orphan?
He doesn't learn Kroiv of a Kroiv, that's what you said. Now you said the rule is everybody holds Efshel
Litzamtzem. Efshel Litzamtzem. And therefore it's going to be zero.
It's going to be zero. So
because
the question is, can you...
Is that correct? Is that correct? Or maybe the first Svara is correct. What was the first Svara?
So it seems
that it's not going to be correct, not necessarily correct. My Havi Allah. And let's see, let me the parish over here says, my Achra Halacha.
So it says that we see according to the rabbis, Rabbi Yana.
And where did Rabbi Yana get into the picture over here? Where did Rabbi Yana?
Decision is not possible, even managed by the human
where
ability.
Where did Rabbi Yana come from?
Why is it human ability?
Over here, the movie is, Magmor Dor Bachros Halacha B'Shelos to Rabbi Yana. Where did Rabbi Yana get into the picture over here? Where's Rabbi Yana? Where is, what's that guy's name? So we're missing a very important piece of the Gemara. We have to go back to the previous daf. Because since the Gemara is saying Rabbi Yanai, where's Rabbi Yanai coming to this? Oh, you got to go back to yesterday's daf. You see? You got to go back to yesterday's daf. I'm with Rabbi Yanai.
Yes.
The Rabbi Yana, the Rabbi Yosef, the Shamin and Lady Omar, Evshel Tzamtzem de Shemayim, the Kol Shekain Bideyodov. The words of Rabbi Yosef, we learn. You can be Mitzamtzem de Shemayim, Kol Shekain Bideyodov, but Rabbi de Shemayim, Evshel Tzamtzem Bideyodov, my. The Shaila is, what do the Rabbanan say regarding Evshel Tzamtzem Bideyodov? Bideyodov. My. Okay, now,
which one is more likely?
It's more likely that Rabbanan Bidei Shemam Iyav Shul Litzam Seim. It's Iyav Shem possible.
One second. It's more likely
to be Litzam Seim by a Bar Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Iyav Shul Litzam Seim. The Gemara is saying. It's clear. Rabbanan Bidei Shemayim Iyav Shul Litzam. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed the case of Menash Shemayim. Menash Shemayim. The Shaila is, in this case of Bidei Adam, is it Iyav Shul Litzam Seim in the Rabbanan? Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. So Mishnah discussed the case. We'll see the case of the Mishnah.
So Efshel Litzamsen means it could be exactly.
Minat Torah, Minat Shemayim.
One second. Minat Shemayim is Efshel Litzamsen.
Efshel Litzamsen.
Why?
Because that's how it is.
Can't do something?
What? For us to relate to Hashem's.
So what's the pshat? I mean, the Kodesh Baruch Hu can measure it that it's exactly.
But we
will never be able to determine that.
Exactly. Like
so
Kriya,
that's
like
Shemayim.
That's the Shemayim. When Hashem does it, let's go back to the Mishnah.
Measuring has to do with us, not with the Shemayim.
No. Let's see the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah.
Backwards.
So what's so terrible? Yitzayin. Rochel Shloi Bigra. Okay, Rochel Shloi Bigra. Did not give birth yet. It's now first time around. Right? It's the first time around. The Yaldosh Nezucharim. Two babies. Which one is the Bechor? Who won the race? The Olympics. They came about Sachas. Who gets it? By the way, tomorrow there's no shir tomorrow.
Why?
Because the opinion I've been here on this table tomorrow at 7 o'clock after Mincha, and you're invited. You can have some food.
Who's picking up?
The rabbi's son had a baby. The rabbi of Shurin has son had a baby. His youngest son had his firstborn. Big Simcha.
Very nice.
So then go pick it up in tomorrow here in the shul, dividing the entire shul. There'll be a big olam here. All the Gedolei Yisrael are going to be here. They daven mincha at 6:30, and at 7:30 the festivities will begin.
And they will not be over by 8:30.
No way, Jose. And you're invited, and it would be.
How do you have a right to invite?
Because the sign on the front door. The sign in the front door that says the ganze olam is invited tomorrow to pick it up.
Is it in Yiddish or
Hebrew? Lashon HaKodesh.
So maybe only people who understand Hebrew.
The Gansaville is invited to the Pinyin tomorrow at 9:30, and therefore we are not having a shir tomorrow morning. Tomorrow it will be a chutz benoira to have a shir when the rabbi is making a simcha in this shul.
Okay.
So there is no shir tomorrow, and instead you're invited to come. I'm going to come. Get a free dinner.
I will probably not come. I get a free dinner every night in my house.
Bring your wife.
That's... Mashiach will come first.
Why?
I'm telling you, Mashiach will come first. He's right around here.
What?
He's right around.
Who's right around?
Mashiach is right here.
You really think Mashiach's going to come by tomorrow night?
Absolutely. No questions. I'll bet you on it. How much you want to bet?
Let's put
five
it on
Mashiach
bet.
Dollars. I bet okay. You're picking a Ben money.
So tomorrow now we're not going to live the daf tomorrow. Ma bois tvei. What do you want more? Do you want the baby or do you want the money? The money. What's kind of shaila? You can take the baby. You can diaper it. You can clean up after it. You can feed it. You can pay its tuition. You can buy the toys. What do you want from me? Of course I want the money.
It's a good thing they don't ask the kohen. They only ask the balabos, they don't ask the kohen. Which would you rather have, the money or the baby?
The money, what's the shaila? You go, you diaper it, you take care of it, you pay tuition, you go stay up the whole night and
it's
you worry
joke,
about it.
It's another joke, same like selling chametz. Same joke. Who's the joke on when you sell the chametz to a guy? Tell me, it's not a whole joke? The guy's sitting there laughing at you.
Why is he laughing?
I saw a video. They're selling it to the guy. In the meantime, the guy selling to the guy is saying curse words at the guy under his breath.
Who says Rukhiz in Michal? Terrible. My father was so serious. He was like mamish. It was mamish. It was choshev. And through the yonim. He had all these conditions. He did mamish every hiddur. Every hiddur. Seven kinyonim. He did hefkebez. No one does hefkebez and hefkebez.
So what is the guy thinking when he does this? When the father does this.
So my father over the years had different goyim. the early years he did with Hassan. You know what Hassan was? He's probably dead right now. It was a joke. He wasn't a joke. He didn't really understand what was going on.
So how could you do a deal with a guy?
He knew enough. It was Skal. The later years he had a very intelligent guy, a genius, PhD, brilliant guy, smarter than everyone they put together, and he fully understood to the nth degree what we're doing and how he's being used. It was
madness. I just don't trust the thing that the whole 364 and a half days in the year we're cursing out Goyim. And then for an hour, you need the Goyim so badly, you're so nice, you're talking to them like that.
Why?
I mean, the whole year you're telling you pigger and the
pig. Why? I'm very nice to the Goyim.
I don't see that.
I came with one of the Chaim Berlin, the security guard there was downstairs. I couldn't believe this. Every day I have a new security guard. I was paying them. They have 24/7 security on Chaim Berlin. Starting this year. 24/7 security. The guard, the whole goes around and makes a hakafas to Gansatar. And they have a whole team. And they install all the fancy schmancy equipment to make sure she has to put his badge on all these sensors. Gansamaisa, we have his uniform. I remember the first day, I was there early, like he was questioning me. I'm the boss here. Who's the boss here? What are you coming and chatting me over here? All right. But now the guy's chilled out. He loves me. I told him that. Now there's a new guy today. A new shirt. This guy is black. I come there. He's by the coffee machine already. He tells me, coffee's not ready yet. You got to mix it with water. He was really nice to me. I was very impressed. Like, wow. You don't work in the kitchen.
Right.
You don't work in the kitchen. You work for security. You belong outside, going around our coffees. Right, what are you doing down here in the coffee room? Getting coffee and teaching me a coffee. He was very nice. Like, I was like, really nice to me. And I was telling him about his mother. He taught him this, taught him that. Gave me his whole life story. Wow. Maybe I'm a terrorist. You don't know who I am. All right. Rachel, Shelo, Bikrav, Yodah, Shnei Zechonim, Yatzah, Shnei Zechonim, B'Keachas.
Right.
B'Vach Zach, Rav Yosef, Yomer, Shneiim, L'Koyein. How did I say?
So this is true by a human being as well.
Human being. Now let me ask you. When the mother gives birth to babies, is this called B'Dei Shemayim, B'Dei Adam?
B'Dei
Shemayim. Why? Because it's coming out naturally. So we, as Ev Shalit Sam saying, maybe one came first. Maybe how many siloim should you give the Kohen? Five?
Well, or maybe it's 10. The same question. Ev Shalit Sam. Maybe you give it to Kohen, you make it tonight. Maybe
Zel B'Shaila. As they got Rufa. So
maybe
Zel B'Shaila, now it's named L'Kohen.
Maybe, obviously, you said Kroiva and Kroiva. Oh,
so let's see. Let's see. It says by Bukhab Mitohira, Zakhama Shivakamah say Yevshul Samsem. No. Yevshul Samsem, you cannot be Mitsamsem, male. It has to be one of them is the real Bukhar. And the other one is the second. Therefore, Ella Echad Lo Yechala Kayin. You keep one and one goes to the Kayin.
Which one?
Oh, so you don't know. Yeah, but basically you have to let it graze until you get a mum. So you got to figure that's a technicality. But only one of them has kedusha. We don't have to go through the whole mission now. Once they, we only want kedusha. Echol yechol koyin rabbi tavda oimer akoyin baru lo yisai yofer. He's rabbi kiva oimer misham. He's explaining what you do. He selects everyone he wants. Rabbi kiva oimer misham nim b'neim. They
evaluate.
They asheni yirat she yistoei. Whatever the case, v'chayi whatever v'chayi.
So this is the chacham amayim.
Oh. And the Chayim Matonis, right. And the Chayim Mat, the both of the Chayim Mat, Chumra, because maybe it's not a Bukhar. If it's not a Bukhar, you have to go give Zeroya, Lichoya,
Lakeva. Why don't you say, Moitzi Mechavei Olavaraya?
Maybe you do say Moitzi, maybe
so you
do
shouldn't
say.
Have to give anything. The Kohen has to prove. The burden of proof is on the Kohen.
But what, okay, I hear what you're saying.
It's not a Shiloh.
Whatever, okay, whatever. Yossi Poiter, right? It's okay, it's not a daft.
Okay.
But what do you learn? This is a case of Efsher, according to the Rabbi Yossi,
Min HaShemayim.
So yes. look at the Gemara. The Gemara's dilemma. Army, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili was the one that said in the beginning of the Mishnah. What did he say in the beginning of the Mishnah? He was the first Shita. Shneihen LaKoyen. They both, why? Because Efsher LeTzamtzem. The Mela, they both came out of the mother's womb of Asachas. Each one gets a din b'chor.
Okay.
And this is Bidei Shamayim.
Right.
Shiloh, what about, and Efshel at Samson, Bidei Adam. Maybe by Adam it's going to be better. It will be Efshel at Samson.
So now Efshel at Samson is something that you could, it's more holy. I mean, it's more.
You can make a decision. You can be more precise.
You can be more precise. That can
you
happen
can,
in heaven,
when it comes
possibly.
To a Shemayim. But when it comes to be the other, maybe we don't know. What would Rabbi Yossi say when it comes to the other? Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, Aglili Shamin Ledi Amar, Efshel at Samson, be the Shemayim. Oh, no, we go weiter. The Kol Shekain be the other. I'm sorry, the Kol Shekain be the other. You can be mit Samson when it comes to be the Shemayim, which usually is more complex. Certainly, a man-made event can be exact. Because Hashem's ma'aseh are more complex than man. If you can be mitzamsem regarding to Hashem's ma'aseh, you can certainly be mitzamsem regarding man's ma'aseh.
One second, it says kachatzos halayla, right?
Kichatzos halayla.
What's kichatzos halayla? Because even though it'll be exactly
you want to go say
they won't know that.
So Rashi gives a simple answer on the pasuk. Rashi that says that the truth is Moshe knew exactly on chatzos was
right.
Because it was the fact that they power, they would go and they would change the church bells. They would manipulate the clock. He didn't want to go deal with the Meshugayim.
Right, so what do you see from there?
No, you see nothing from there.
Nothing.
Because there, Moshe didn't want to deal with them. He didn't want to deal with all the Meshugayim. So he said, Kich, and he would say exactly, 12 on the dot, oh, Moshe, you're a liar, it was 12:01. It was 12 o'clock and 3 seconds. So you're off
so
by 3 seconds.
So nothing to do with Efshel.
Nothing. There, okay. Moshe, Rashi says, there, Moshe could have told them, he could have said Bidiyuk. He chose not to say Bidiyuk because he didn't want to deal with the Meshugayim. So madoch, you can be mitzamsim b'dei shemayim. So kol shekein, you can be mitzamsim b'dei adam. But according to the rabbanon that say, when it comes to the bechor, that they have twins, only one of the two have kedushas bechor, because you hold ef shulet samsim. If you hold ef shulet samsim
b'dei shemayim,
we do not yet know what the halacha will be when it comes to b'dei adam. That's our dilemma. So Bode Amir Yanai So this is a different chachamim. You have to say that this chacham has nothing to do with the chacham on the top of the page. This is an independent chacham. This chacham says, "Yaviu agola achas b'shut hafois, the yisnu make it tonight." Okay.